Now we would like to invite His Excellency Michał Kołodziejski, Ambassador of the Republic of Poland, to deliver his welcoming remarks.
Good morning, everybody. Dear Director Kyle Wilson, dear Auntie Iris White, dear Anna Dolotto, dear representatives of local authorities, Polish friends and friends of Poland, let me begin by acknowledging Monaron-Garigo people, traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today, and pay my respect to elders past, present and emerging. This is real honor to be here with you today. Why are we here? Our colleagues already mentioned this year we celebrate 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Poland and Australia. 50th anniversary. But our historical links are much longer. They date back to 1840, where Polish explorer Paul Edmund Strzelecki, or Strzelecki, how we pronounce it, climbed the highest mountain in the region, Mount Kościuszko, and gave it a name after Polish-American hero, fighter for independence, person who was much ahead of his times. He was just an extraordinary person, which is highly regarded until now. And remembering about 50th anniversary and reminding about our official event, we want everybody to remember about longer historical links. And everything started here, in this region of Monaron-Garigo. During the Second World War, there were several watershed moments in our history which created strong bonds between Poles and Australians. Everybody remember probably our friendship, cooperation during the siege of Tobruk. Not many of you probably heard that several years later, in 1943, Australia decided to represent Poland in Soviet Union. When we broke our relations with Soviet Union after Katyn massacre, where thousands of Polish officers were executed by the Russian, Australia stepped in and represented Poland. It was much before we established our official diplomatic relations with Australia. After the war, many Polish migrants, former servicemen, came to Australia and found safe haven here, found second home. They couldn't accept the new reality in Poland after the Second World War, when Poland was a part of Soviet bloc. They couldn't accept it. They were looking for freedom. They came here and spent a long life here, building and contributing to development of Australia. In 1980s, when martial law was introduced in Poland, Australia also tried to help Poland. There was a famous fundraiser, Help Poland Leave. Australia accepted thousands of Polish migrants, and we remember about this solidarity from Australia. We tried to reciprocate in recent years when there was a devastating bushfire season in Australia. There was fantastic initiative by Polish volunteer firefighters, a grassroots initiative to collect money to help recovery of Kościuszko National Park. It was simply amazing, because it's relatively easy to collect money from governments, but those money were collected from ordinary people, from children, and sent directly to Kościuszko National Park, which was one more example of how close this region is to our hearts. Half jokingly, I can say that if you ask an average person on the street in Poland what they know about Australia, they say kangaroo, koala, and Kościuszko Mountain. This is really a very well-known story in Poland. And for those who are, we are trying to reciprocate, I mentioned about this Kościuszko, this fire, devastating bushfire season and the fundraising for Kościuszko National Park. But only 1 year ago, Poland decided to share with Australia 1 million doses of Pfizer vaccines. It was also an element of solidarity from Polish side. At that time, it was very needed in Australia, and because of these historical links, because of great affection to Australia in Poland, Australia was the first country in the world with which Poland decided to share vaccines. And now we cannot pass by in silence tragic events we are observing in Ukraine. Our neighbor is struggling for the sovereignty, for independence. And again, we are trying to act in lockstep with other countries. And Australia is part of the group which helped us and Ukraine significantly. And I would like to express my highest appreciation to Australian government, but also to ordinary people for all support that we can feel. I'm in the constant touch with ambassador of Ukraine to Australia, and we really appreciate the unanimous support of Australia to those who fight for their independence, who need to pay the highest price for their dream to be part of our world, because they are fighting our war. Ukrainians wanted to be a part of democratic free world, and they are fighting our war. The least we can do is to take care of their children and mothers. This is what we are doing now in Poland, and Australia helping us financially, but also sending material help, proves once again that we can count on you and your solidarity. For those of you who are interested in Polish-Australian connections, we prepared a booklet which was freshly printed just several days ago, and we will distribute the booklet. Everybody can get a copy. You will be surprised how many links, how many stories, Australian stories, have Polish background, connection to Poland. Once again, thank you very much for organizing this event, planting 50 trees for 50 anniversary of our diplomatic relations is for us a fantastic symbol of our solidarity and cooperation. I just wish that in 50 years I can be here again to see the very big trees and meet you again to celebrate the centenary of our diplomatic relations. Thank you very much for coming and joining us.